Welcome inside the Yellow Studio. My name is Randy Cantrell. I am your host here. The website is growgreat.com. You are listening to Grow Great Daily Brief number 230. For Tuesday, June the 18th, 2019, forgiveness, it's good for business and your employees. Yeah, touchy-feely, frou-frou alert. Forgiveness is a quality of the highest character, something we should all aspire to incorporate into our lives, something that we should elevate, something we should increase as much as possible in our lives. I know. Revenge and getting even, they are deemed way more fulfilling. But that's a lie. They're not. They damage us more deeply. Forgiveness enhances, it improves us. Forget the benefits to the forgiven. We who do the forgiving, we benefit maybe as much or more. You can research on your own. There is this tool that is available to all of us called Google. Just type in forgiveness. You can search anything you want. So do that research if you care. There are enormous amounts of data and information and research and studies and insights to talk about the enormous benefits of forgiveness. And there is empirical evidence that revenge, resentment, and bitterness, they eat us, they destroy us. There just is no upside to neglecting forgiveness. But if you want to lower your character and you want to lower your quality of life, well, you can do that too. I'm focused on forgiveness because in the next few days, I would like to provoke you to think increasingly more about service, servitude, and stewardship. Service, servitude, and stewardship. These are the components of leadership that I most often see missing. The first C focal point of my work, if you go to the About page, you'll see a number of words that begin with the letter C. The very first one of those is the word compassion. Compassion. Now, people ballyhoo empathy today, and I agree. I am very empathetic. It's a superpower. It's important. But compassion is how empathy's horsepower is put down on the pavement. Without compassion, empathy is unrealized horsepower. Compassion prompts empathy to take action, to do something. Now, one of the most fundamental actions born from compassion is forgiveness. Great leadership cannot exist without compassion. That's right. Great leadership, I would tell you that good leadership cannot exist without compassion. I would even go as far as say leadership cannot exist without compassion. It's impossible. Every great leader cares deeply about people, especially those people willing to follow or to be influenced. Now, you can certainly be a boss without compassion. Fact is, there are likely tons of those roaming the wild. Bosses focus on making decisions. Bosses focus on telling people what to do. Bosses focus on judgment. That's what rules their life. Bosses are always judging what people do, criticizing what people do, attempting to correct what people do. That's what bosses do. I've never found any success in converting bosses into leaders. And that's just me. In my experience, they are just too committed to being the boss. They are too committed to being in charge. Authority matters more to them than service and influence. My feelings about forgiveness mirror how I feel about optimism. I just don't see the downside. And people will often hear me say, I know optimism is hard, but pessimism is harder. Ditto on forgiveness. It's often crazy hard. I get it. But holding a grudge and refusing to forgive is way harder. Think of a time when you sought somebody's forgiveness for any reason at all. Do you remember how desperately you wanted them to forgive you? Did you get it? And when you did get it, how did it make you feel? Our desire to seek forgiveness can be as strong a desire as anything. And our relief when it's granted to us is among the biggest exhale moments of our life. So I don't have to persuade you how valuable forgiveness is. You know already. Here's the business aspect that we need to consider. The lasting impact on us or whoever does the forgiving and the lasting impact on the people forgiven. We're all capable of insanely improved behavior when others extend enough graciousness to us to forgive us. because it enhances our desire. It enhances our effort to earn it, even if it's beyond our ability to earn it. And that's after it's been given to us. Forgiveness is a singular act that proves our compassion as a leader. It enhances our ability to be trusted unlike anything else. And that fosters a level of unparalleled safety for our culture. When people trust more deeply and feel safer, performance is enhanced. And the opposite is true. Don't foster trust with your team. Don't make them feel safe. Then expect them to soar. And then you can tell me how well that works for you. Let people make mistakes. Let them mess up. It's grand permission to let them learn, understand, and grow, but only if you're willing to forgive them. And that means that you don't harbor it secretly and privately. It means you truly, genuinely do let them off the hook and you move on. Be well, do good, grow great. My name is Randy Cantrell. Again, the website is growgreat.com. I'm currently enrolling members into the very first charter group of the Peer Advantage. If you are a small business owner in the United States, and that's only because of time zone reasons, this is a virtual online mastermind group of just 7 small business owners with me. You can find out all the details by going to thepeeradvantage.com, thepeeradvantage.com. I hope that you'll visit the website. And I hope you'll click that Apply Now button if this is something that's interesting to you. See you tomorrow.